They were all accidents, Mr. Litvig, all accidents, Groat babbled. The watch was all over the place by the fourth one. They were all accidents, they said. Oh, yes, screamed Moist. 4 in 5 weeks, eh? I bet that happens all the time round here. Ye God! I've been done up good and brown. I'm dead, right? Just not lying down yet. Veterinari, there's a man who knows how to save the price of a rope. I'm done for. You'll feel better for a nice cup of bismuth and brimstone tea, sir, Groat quavered. I've got the kettle boiling. A cup of tea is not going to be sufficient. Moist got a grip on himself, or at least began to act as if he had, and took a deep, theatrical breath. Okay, okay, Mr. Pump, you can let go now. The golem released his grip. Moist straightened up. Well, Mr. Groat, he said. Looks like you're genuine after all, then, the old man said. One of the dark clerks wouldn't have gone bursar like that. We thought you was one of his lordship's special gentlemen, see? Groat fussed around the kettle. No offence, but you've got a bit more colour than the average pen-pusher. Dark clerks, said Moist, and then recollection dawned. Oh, do you mean those stocky little men in black suits and bowler hats? They're very same. Scholarship boys at the Assassin's Guild, some of them. I heard they can do some nasty things when they've a mind. I thought you called them pen-pushers. Yeah, but I didn't say where. Groat caught Moist's expression and coughed. Sorry, didn't mean it. Just my little joke. We reckon the last new postmaster we had, Mr. Wobbleberry, he was a dark clerk. Can't hardly blame him with a name like that. He was always snooping around. And why do you think that was? Said Moist. Well, Mr. Mutable, he was the first, a decent chap. He fell down into the big hall from the fifth floor. Smack, sir, smack! Onto the marble. Head first. It was a bit splashy, sir. Moist glanced at Stanley, who was starting to tremble. Then there was Mr. Sideburn. He fell down the back stairs and broke his neck, sir. Excuse me, sir, it's 11:43. Groat walked over to the door and opened it. Tiddles walked through, Groat shut the door again. At 3 in the morning it was, right down 5 flights, broke just about every bone you could break, sir. You mean he was wandering around without a light? Don't know, sir. But I know about the stairs. The stairs have lamps burning all night, sir. Stanley fills them every day, regular as tiddles. You use those stairs a lot, then, do you? Said Moist. Never, sir, except for the lamps. Nearly everywhere on that side is bunged up with mail, but it's a post office regulation, sir. And the next man? Said Moist, a little hoarsely. Another accidental fall? Oh, no, sir. Mr. Ignavia, that was his name. They said it was his heart. He was just lying dead on the fifth floor, dead as a doorknob, face all contorted like he'd seen a ghost. Natural causes, they said. Well, the watch was all over the place by then, you may depend on it. No one had been near him, they said, and there was not a mark on him. Surprised you didn't know all about this, sir. It was in the paper. Except you don't get much chance to keep up with the news in a condemned cell, Moist thought. Oh, yes, he said. And how would they know no one had been near him? Groat leaned forward and lowered his voice conspiratorially. Everyone knows there's a werewolf in the watch, and one of them could bloody nearly smell what colour clothes someone was wearing. A werewolf, said Moist, flatly. Yeah. Anyway, one before him, a werewolf. That's what I said, sir, said Groat. A damned werewolf. Takes all sorts to make a world, sir. Anyway, a werewolf, Moist awoke from the horror. And they don't tell visitors. No. How'd they do that, sir? Said Groat in a kindly voice. Put it on a sign outside. Welcome to Ankh-Morpork. We have a werewolf, sir. The watch has got loads of dwarfs and trolls and a golem, a free golem, saving your presence, Mr. Pump, and a couple of gnomes and a zombie, even a nobs. Nobs? What's a nobs? Corporal Nobby Nobs, sir. Not met him yet. They say he's got an official chitty saying he's human, and who needs one of those, eh? Fortunately, there's only one of him, so he can't breed. Anyway, they've got a bit of everything, sir. Very cosmopolitan. You don't like werewolves? They know who you are by your smell, thought Moist. They're as bright as a human and can track you better than any wolf. They can follow a trail that's days old, even if you cover yourself with scent. Especially if you cover yourself with scent. Oh, there's ways around, if you know there's going to be a werewolf on your tail. No wonder they caught up with me. There should be a law. Not a lot, he said aloud, and glanced at Stanley again. It was useful to watch Stanley when Groat was talking. Now the boy had his eyes turned up so much they were practically all whites. And Mr. Wobbleberry, he said. He was investigating for veterinari, eh? What happened to him? Stanley was shaking like a bush in a high wind.
Did you get given a big key ring, sir?
Groat inquired, his voice trembling with